Hello.
Hi, Sebastian.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today?
Good, good. I tried to call you multiple times. I left your voicemail. I don't know if you got it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do apologize. I mean, unfortunately, sometimes that voicemail inbox, I mean, we work nationwide, right? So it can get a little bit full there. The best way to get a hold of me is always going to be either through, you reply to me email, call me directly, or just you can reply to me via text message, right? But I'm super glad we were able to get you on the line, you know, Mr. Rybeck. Now, let's go ahead and see what we have for you. I remember I was able to go ahead and send you out your proposal, things like that. Were you able to take a look at those?
Something might have been changed. Is it possible you can resend me the proposal? Or is it going to be the same thing? 36?
Yeah, no, it would still be the same. I already looked it up. So it is at $36 for a qualified lead. A budget for your 13 lead minimum would be at $468. The insurance required me to still let the $300K in general liability. I mean, as long as you still have your active New Jersey State qualified journeyman electrician's license or your New Jersey electrical contractor, then yes, sir, this program, all the prices would still stand the same. You'd be looking at a monthly recurring rate of only $249. So that rate would still hold for you, and then basically we would just manage your budget there.
Yeah, can I ask you a question? A journeyman, you guys provide these services for journeymen too?
Well, let's see here. You must New Jersey State qualified. If he's a business owner, right? So basically, with a journeyman license, you can be qualified for Google Verify.
I never knew that you would be verified as a journeyman. But I mean, journeyman is not insured. He doesn't have business license, so how can he do work?
Well, basically, if you have a journeyman, say, as your partner, right, and you would have your electrician's license, but he's your partner, he would also have to go through the background check. So say you have the business, right, and you have your electrical contractor license and your partner is a journeyman, right, for an instance. He has to go ahead and complete the background check because you guys are 50-50 partners. Does that make sense? So he would be qualified under yours with this journeyman license. But standalone on his own, he wouldn't even be able to have his own company. Does that make sense?
He wouldn't be able to do anything, right?
Exactly. Well, he wouldn't be able to have his own company. Exactly. He would have to have a partner or somebody like you that would be, per se, owner or 50-50 partner.
Got it.
So,
yeah,
And
Dave, I got another question. I have a website, but the point is that I was with Trumpet, something marketing. I think they bankrupt, or I don't know, something happened. They had their website, my website done through GoDaddy. And basically, I can't really recover the website. Is there any way you guys can recover that website for me?
Here's the deal. We can't recover it, but what we can do for you, I mean, do you own the domain itself? Do you have access to the domain, or they were the only ones that had access?
They were the only ones, yeah.
Okay. So what I could do for you, and I'm looking at the website right now, right? Now, how about the Google business profile? Who is the owner for that one?
I am the owner.
Fantastic.
We have the ownership.
Okay, great. So then I always recommend whenever you partner with a company, you promote them as a manager. But ownership for things like your domain, your social medias, all of those, they need to stay yours, right? That's for your business. That way you don't get wiped off the internet completely. Now, as far as the website goes, there's nothing I can do about recovering that website. I'll be honest with you, but what I can do is I can put a website in here and I'll do it for you at no additional charge. Let me get it put in here. Now, we'll buy the domain on your behalf. Go ahead.
Yeah, but what happens with the other website? So there will be two websites?
Well, what we're going to do on the Google Business Profile, we're going to remove the old website, right? And then we'll put the new website on there. Now, the old website will be live until the domain either expires or the hosting organization stops hosting the website, right? I mean, do you pay these guys monthly, or how's that working for you?
No, I stopped paying them. And the way I understood is if I break the contract with them, I'm going to be able to hold on to them.
Okay, you said that if you break the contract with them, you're going to what? I'm sorry?
If they don't answer this, I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. But I did write an email about donating to move it over to my name. And I don't get any response. I try calling, they don't respond. I don't know if they're doing business. That would be my best bet. I don't know, but I don't. The only way is to get the domain, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we'd have to have access to the domain itself. I mean, once you have access to the domain, the site that's inside of it, I mean, we're going to rebuild it. You know, we can change out the layout of the site. I mean, I'm looking at the site right now, and I can tell you flat, we're going to do a lot of upgrades to what your site looks like currently. We're going to add some AI chatbots, things like that. They'll all be transmitted through the Google Business Dashboard. So I would recommend right now at this point that I do go ahead and throw in the website for you, just so that way you don't have this issue anymore. Now, as far as customers being directed to the website, you're not going to see much traffic on a standalone website that's not associated with the Google Business Profile, because it's not going to have those keywords. So when customers are using the keywords and finding your business, they'll find your new website, and all your traffic will get generated through there. Now, once this domain expires, which is typically at a year or 2 years, then the website just goes down on its own. Does that make sense? Yeah, so the website's not going to stay up forever. You know, even if you don't ever get access to the domain's going to expire sooner or later. I mean, whether GoDaddy went for, they got it for a year or 2 years. I mean, how long have you been with that marketing company?
I mean, I've been there. I've been maybe for over 2 years. Maybe. I don't know for how long the domain is in existence. I have no idea. And I don't know if there's a way I can check it.
Did they ever give you any login information for the domain, or did they buy it on your behalf, or did you purchase it and then give them access?
No. It's completely on them.
Yeah, so they bought it, yeah, pretty much. So they're going to have the logins and the access. So, yeah, you're going to have to get a hold of them in order to get the logins and the access for that website, right? I mean, that's going to be pretty simple, only because they're the owners of the site itself. Like, for instance, with us. Right now we're throwing in the website at no additional cost, right? But say for any reason you decided to leave our program, what we would do is offer you the domain at the price that we get it for. That's $99, right? That way you can have access to it and you can keep it. Now, you don't have to pay that up front or anything as long as you're with the program. But like I said, if you decide for any reason to leave, that's how it would work with us. That makes sense?
Yeah, then I would have to pay $99 to keep the website, right?
To keep the domain. Because we're going to go ahead and buy it. You know, we'll buy it, we'll build it, we're going to have it all up for you. Now, if you want to just keep that up and running and you decide to leave us for any reason, for sure. We'll just sell it exactly what we get it for, right? I mean, this is for your business.
Okay. And so what would be my first step to do now? What would I have to do today?
What we'd be looking at to get started today is, first and foremost, I mean, the payment, you'd look at $4.99, right? That's your one-time application fee. That's $2.50. And then your monthly recurring rate of $2.49. I'd start working on your geofencing, which is going to be the locations you want to be of. We make sure we have all the proper keywords. We go through what's called a voice verification, and then we get you scheduled for your onboarding and send out your application for your Google Verify, right? Basically, we get you onboarded, tomorrow at your nearest convenience, preferably within the next 72 business hours. We can get you onboarded. That call takes about 30 to 40 minutes, depending how many questions you may have, right? Basically, we'll go ahead and be getting all the Google verified information, helping you through your application, and getting you onboarded, right? Once you go through the onboarding, then we start. So day 5 to 7, your directory submissions, we'll make sure that they're live and up to date. Day 7 to 14, your social media and your website are going to be up and running. We'll already have that domain changed out in the Google Business Profile. And then by day 45, you're going to find yourself anchored on those front pages. And about the same time, your Google Verified application would be coming back. Right? Once we get that one back and it's accepted, at that point, you're able to go ahead and set that budget for the Google Verified. And that's the one that takes you to the very top. Right? So that's kind of the process.
So how much? So how much I gotta come up with today to start? How much?
Today to get started? Yeah, that's $499. So you'd see 499.00. That's a one.
499.
That's right. And remember, the breakdown is as follows: 250 of that is your one-time payment for the Google Verified application process. That's where we're gonna be submitting your insurances and getting you verified and putting you in that group, right? The 249 is going to cover all the other services. That's the monthly reoccurring rate, right? So at 249, that's the website. Well, the website's free of charge, but that's the social media, Google, the keyword placement, the programming, the map maintenance, things like that, right?
Okay, my question is, how much is the quickly I can see any results? Is there like a time frame? Because I remember they always tell me 90 days. I never seen anything coming up.
For sure. Well, with Google Verified, I mean, and here's how it works. I'll touch base on the timeline again, right? So with your timeline, by about day 45 to day 60, you're going to find yourself anchored on the front page. That around that same time frame, we're also going to be receiving your Google Verified application back. Now, Google Verified is the gold standard for all small to medium-sized businesses, right? So it's going to be the only lead generation you'll need. Once you get that one, you go to the very top of every single page, right? We're going to do that service for you at the $249, and that's a monthly reoccurring rate.
And this is the $36 per lead or something like that?
That's right. That's where you have your budget set, okay? So basically, once we get your application back and then it's set, this is exactly where you'll go. I'll go through the placement with you. So you're going to be, you have Jones Services, Binsky Home Services, let's see, Gold Metal Service, they're doing some HVAC and electrical work, right? You'll find them at the very top of the page, you know, 5,000 reviews, 3,000. So this is the program they're running. When you click on Jones, you'll see that blue badge and says verified. That's the process that we're going to be taking you through to get you this information on the business profile. It says badges of confidence. Businesses that go through the screening process and pass all the required checks earn a badge. Look for the Google Verified badge on their ad or profile, right? Then it'll show you basically how many bookings they had nearby, things like that. So with Jones, he just had 32 bookings nearby, right? That was in the past 14 days. And he's using it just by this method. Now, the way that it works is the client gets paired with you, then they get routed to you in the form of a phone call. So the client calls you directly, right? Once you receive the phone call, if in fact you do gain an appointment with that client, that would be a qualified lead and it is then deducted from your budget. Now, if you receive a phone call and they're calling you from out of the service area or it's a service that's maybe too small that you don't provide, you can let the client know that you don't do that service and you've rejected that lead at that point. It's never charged to your budget, right? So this is where we make sure that your dollars only go to well-qualified appointments.
Okay, so can you send me something through email, and can I we do it through the email or something? Because I would like to, is this like a contract, or this is like, is there, we signing like a year contract, or this is?
So we don't have a contract, right? There is no contracts, long-term, anything like that. We do ask for a fair 90 days, so inside of 90 days, if you decided to leave the program, there'd be an early termination fee. The way that works is the early termination fee is at $385. Now, if you make your second payment the early termination fee goes down to only $195. And by your 90th day, there is no early termination fee at all, right? That's pretty fair, right? I mean, basically, that's just giving us that time frame to get you verified, because that's what we're talking about. We're submitting that process, the application, and that's standard for anybody. You know, every business that has gone to Google Verified has to do this application process, right? And Google's going to have two companies. It's either going to be Evident or Pinkerton do that background check, all right? So basically, that's what that $250 application fee goes to. Now, what I can do for you right now is I can resend that email to you. I got you at RiveElectric@Outlook.com. Is that still the good email?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what we do here on the phone is, there, like I said, there is no contracts, but we do what's called a voice verification. Now, that one, I basically walk you through the program. I explain it to you. If at the end of it, you decide that you do like the program and you want to move forward, then we kind of go from there, right? And I go ahead and send that out to you with your invoice, and that way you can have it in writing, right? I'll basically tell you how much your monthly payments are, and, you know, we go through some small agreement clauses.
The first payment is $500. What about the next month and monthly? How much would I be paying after this?
$249 a month.
$249 a month, and on top of it, the $480 for the lead, right?
Yeah, and that's going to be your budget that you can manage. So we're going to give you, as soon as you sign up, like right now, say we finish your sign-up process, I'm going to send you your logins to your Google Business Dashboard. You're going to be able to download the app from your store, your Play Store, whether you have Android or Apple, okay? Once you download it, I'll give you your logins, and basically in there, that's where all your information will be transmitted. Okay, you'll be able to see everything from your Google rankings to your new website and all your leads at the end of every week, right? I'm going to go ahead and capture them in there as a CRM. Now, let's see here. Okay, here's the email I have for you.
Do you have anybody in this? Do you work with any other electrical contractors from my area, or is it just going to be me, basically?
That's a very good question. So being a Google Premier Partner company, we do have a couple of guidelines, right? We're only allowed to work with one business per service industry, per service area. So the leads that come to you, they are exclusive. They're not shared to anybody else. It also ensures that you get the maximum amount of phone calls, and each area does not get oversaturated, right? So to equate that, there's eight businesses that can actually do this service for you, and we're the ones that serve those companies at the top. So no, sir. We will not be working with anybody else in here. In your area, no. Now, we have 10,000 businesses nationwide. We have electricians. So we have electricians all across the country. We have a lot of success stories. I mean, I have electricians that I'm helping. We help one guy. He started with Pizza Electric in Texas, and he started with two trucks. He's now a multi-million dollar company, and he did that by gaining a couple of commercial accounts, which was some school districts and also some hospitals local to him, right? And basically, that's just what claiming the territory, being one of those top recommended companies.
Okay.
So I'm just resending you that email. Now, you'll see the discounts that I applied for you here. Now, on this one, if you like, I can go ahead and start where you can do the voice verification, right? Now, this is the one where I said I'll go ahead and walk you through the program, and if you have any questions, you just say, hey, Dave, what is that? And I'll rephrase it. I do this before I even ask for any of the billing info to make sure you have a firm understanding of the program before we get into that. I mean, does that sound good to you?
All right.
So let me just send out this email, and then I'll go ahead and get started on your voice verification. All right, and I'm going to send it. I just sent it to RiveElectric@Outlook.com.
Yeah, my question is, so after I sign up today, when I'm going to start getting the lead? 3 months or right away?
Okay, so the Google Verified leads, Those will begin once your application comes back as accepted, right? So basically, we're going to be doing that process for you. Now, as far as the other services, we roll those out right out the gate. So between day 5 to 7, your Alexa, your Siri, your Apple Maps, Bing, all of that will go live. Day 7 to 14, we'll start generating your business from your social media profile, which I believe we touched base on last time, right? You do have a Facebook for your business?
I think I did, but I have like only one review.
Okay. So would you be willing to go reopen a new business profile on Facebook?
But you think it's going to help?
Absolutely, because this is what I'm going to do for you. We're going to put in a social media package, and I'm going to use retargeting ads there. So that way, right out the gate, within the first 7 to 14 days, we can start interacting with the clients that are actually in your area doing those searches. So what people are doing is they're going to the marketplace as well, and they're going to search for electrical panel upgrade near me or electrician near me, things like that, right? And they'll just go ask their friends for a suggestion. Hey, I need some electrical work done here at home, an EV charger installed. Any suggestions? As they're doing those things in your service area, as they begin to scroll, your flyer is going to show organically on their timeline, right? That's a retargeting ad. We do those for businesses, right? So I'll put that package in here. I'm going to do it at no additional cost. That way we can get the ball rolling out the gate. You know what I mean? Let me start generating some views, start generating some phone calls while we're getting our Google Verified process going through. That makes sense?
Yeah, okay.
So, I just sent out that email to you.
Dave, do you speak Spanish? Dave, do you speak Spanish or no?
I do a little bit. Sí puedo hablar español. Puedo aprenderlo muy bien. La cosa es que no puedo hablar todos los palabras. Puedo decir eso. Es poquito, ¿cómo dices? Mucho.
Yeah, because you know why? Because my, you know, my the owner is she speaks Spanish, and you know it would be good that you explain to her too what we talked about. You know, you think? Let me see if I can put her on the line.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. We can all get on the line that way. Anything that I may not be able to fully explain, I mean, you can kind of be that middleman and translate for us too.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Sebastian.
Hey, Tatiana, you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so what is the question you have?
Okay, well, I want to say in Spanish.
Spanish.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, my name is David. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Who am I speaking with?
I speak with Tatiana Rivas, the...
Okay, it's very, very nice to meet you, Ms. Tatiana.
Yeah, he told me that you can communicate in Spanish. That's fine for you?
Sí, yo sí puedo hablar español. Y puedo aprenderlo muy bien. Está bien. La cosa es que no sabe todas las palabras. Yo soy poquito mucho, sí, está bien.
Es algo corto, it's some kind of short question, but I want to in Spanish
okay.
Because I want to be clear exactly what you tried. because with the before company, I was a little bit confused, so I don't want to be confused anymore. This is my...
Absolutely. Okay. Dime la pregunta.
Sí. La pregunta es, ¿ustedes proveen los leads o los contactos para el servicio?
Okay. So, me estás preguntando que los leads o los contactos, if we screen them, like if they're pre-qualified?
Sí, correcto. Sí, ¿ustedes proveen el contacto directo hacia nosotros o nosotros tenemos que contactar al cliente después que tú
nos
teléfono?
¿Vale? Sí, no, el cliente llama a ustedes.
Okay.
Nosotros no vendemos números ni contactos, nada así. Puedes ganar el lead uno de los tres veces. Uno puede ser una llamada, un texto o un email. Pero si nomás quieres las llamadas, nomás los decirnos, nomás quiero llamadas de los clientes, nosotros puedo poner los otros dos, que no se van los leads, los lados de esos.
Oh, perfecto. Entonces el cliente contacta a la a nosotros para el servicio.
Oh, sí, sí. Si haces un... el otro lado, sí, que nomás venden un número y si se llaman y se contactan, está bien, o si no, no es problema. Pero con nosotros la cosa es que sí, la lead nomás llama a ustedes.
A ustedes.
Directo.
Question, otras preguntas. Si el contacto, si ellos nos contactan, y, ¿cuándo ocurre el cargo o el descuento o el charge del lead? ¿Cuando ya el trabajo se concreta o solamente por la comunicación? ¿Solamente por el hecho de que ellos nos llamen, ya tú nos cargas ese lead a nuestra cuenta?
Eso, la cosa es que no cargas cuando agarres el llamado. La llamada necesito agarrar un apuntamiento, un appointment. Si agarras el apuntamiento con el cliente, sí es un qualified lead y se deducen de su budget, ¿verdad? Pero si se hace una llamada y está preguntando por un servicio que ustedes no hacen o no vayan para esa parte, o si la trabaja nomás es muy chico y ustedes no... Puedes decir, oh, nosotros no hacemos eso, o no puedes hacer ahora. Y si haces eso, no es un lead. No te cargan por eso.
Eso, gracias. Sí, porque con otras compañías solamente cargan por la comunicación y a veces el cliente está confundido, quiere servicio que nosotros no damos, pero igual solamente por el contacto la compañía carga. Entonces, eso está muy bien, eso me gusta.
Oh, sí, aquí con Google Verified, si no haces el trabajo, que si no ofrecen ese servicio, por eso no van a cargar por los llamadas que son así.
Okay. Y la última pregunta. ¿Cómo es la movida con la parte eléctrica en nuestra área? Es decir, aproximadamente tú podrías darme un número de cuántas llamadas, por ejemplo, o cuántos contactos, de acuerdo a tu estudio de mercado, cuántas llamadas yo puedo tener, ponte tú, a una semana, en una semana.
Okay, por ejemplo, si haces un search ahora, ahí en Google, en su área, como dices, you're going to see Jones Services, ¿verdad? Ahí, ahí todo arriba, ¿verdad? Y ya tienen 7,700 reviews, ¿verdad? Okay. Y se hacen el click ahí, vas a ver el blue, el badge que dice Verified, ¿verdad? Es azul. Eso es lo que vamos a hacer por su negocio. Vas a agarrar el azul badge y con eso vas a agarrar todos los leads directamente, ¿verdad? De Google. Y estos compañías están haciendo estos servicios con Google Verified porque son los únicos que ofrecen el servicio como esta, que nomás pagues por los buenos clientes, ¿verdad? Y si quieres ver cuántos clientes, pues vamos a ver todos los negocios que están cargando de aquí, ¿verdad, Binsky? 3,700, ya agarraron 25 apuntamientos en cada dos semanas.
Oh, eso suena bien, eso está muy bien. Okay, go ahead. Oh, okay, ya podemos cambiar a inglés. Okay, okay, baby, okay. Thank you. That I understand now. I think yes, we can try.
Okay.
Yes.
Y somos mes por mes. Somos mes por mes aquí. No vamos a apuntar un contrato nada así, ¿verdad? Vamos a agarrar su confianza nomás con buen trabajo.
Perfecto. Eso está muy bien. Ya voy. Sorry.
No, está bien.
Okay.
Yo también tengo dos hijos.
Hi, Sebas.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, you can switch in English. Yes, I understand now how it works. So, yeah, go ahead. We can try, yeah.
We can get it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely, no problem.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Can I open the door?
Sí, pasó buen día.
Open the door.
All right. Okay, so here's what I'll do for you, Seabass. I'm going to go ahead and we'll do the voice verification when you're ready, right? And I'll go ahead and re-explain the program to you just like I did for her, right? Now, basically, okay. With this one, if you have any questions, you just say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? And I'll re-explain it to you. Okay, that way you have a real good understanding, okay? All right, so I'll go ahead and get started. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. So this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
RYB Electric, LLC.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Sebastian Ryback. I'm the owner. I'm the electrical contractor licensed in New Jersey.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now, Sebastian, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I will.
Okay, so the calls will come from our customer service phone number. Please save our number 877-635-6225 as Local Splash under your contacts. What I'm going to do for you right now, Sebastian, is I'll text it to you. That way you can just cut and paste it. It'll be easier for you to save it, okay? Now, this number is 24/7 customer service support, so you never have to worry about not being able to get a hold of us. And off on the side, I'll go ahead and I'll place my extension. Okay. All righty. Now, to get results. Okay. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to go ahead and set a security question on the account. That way you know the call is coming from us and not another company. Now you have three options: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First
pet's name? Okay, the city?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, city you were born in, and what would that be?
Garfield.
Okay, now in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you repeat?
Yeah, so basically what that means is if anybody's calling you and they're saying, hey, Sebastian, we're going to help you with Google or with your Google Verified or something, just give me a call and keep me in the loop, right? We're going to have very specific algorithms to keep you anchored on the front page and make sure you're getting very good results, right? If somebody else goes in and they start messing with it, it can really throw us off, right? So basically, I'm just asking if you agree to keep us in the loop if you're going to have anybody else working with your Google.
Yes, yes. I'm only going to work for you, with you guys.
With us. Okay. Well, we appreciate that. All right. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include the business license, proof of insurance, and the Google Verified application, which I'll be sending out to you as soon as we're done here. Now, we do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Okay, now, failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on March 31st, 2026 in the non-refundable amount of $499. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 31st or the first day, right, if there is no 31st, in the amount of $249. This is your monthly reoccurring payment. We may discontinue your... $249. That's the monthly payment.
Okay.
249.00. So that's what you'll see. There's no taxes, no hidden fees or extra charges. You'll see 249.00. Okay. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, if you do cancel your account within the first 90 days, the early termination fee we spoke about would apply. Okay. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, you just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, fantastic. Now, we have you down. Okay, we're in Hopatong, and we're in New Jersey, 07849. What is the business address for you?
For Elm Street in Lake Hopatcong.
For
New
Elm
Jersey,
Street.
Lake Hopatcong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you. Lake Hopatcong, that's 04789.
0749.
Yeah, 07849. Okay. Putting together your profile here. Now, I'm about to send you some logins real quick. This is going to be for your dashboard. Do you have an Apple or an Android phone?
iPhone.
Okay. So you'll just go to your app store. You'll type in local space splash. You'll see a blue box with an L and an S on it. Now, you're going to go ahead and download that one, the logins that I just sent you. It's going to be your phone number with the password. That's that Google Business dashboard we spoke about, right? So that's going to give you all the information you'll need inside of that dashboard for your day-to-day. I can go ahead and pull up some of the billing info now. We're at 4 Elm Street. Okay, now will you be using a Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
Discover.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
I'm trying to see. Local Splash is LS.
That's right. Local Splash, that's right. You'll see an L and an S on it.
It says you got only one review. I don't know.
That we only have one? No, you should, on the App Store. You're going to download the app. You're downloading the app, right? You went to your App Store?
Yeah, I went to the app. Yep. And I search Local Splash, and I'm seeing your logo with L in orange and S in blue.
Yeah, download Local that one.
Splash. But it says that's you it. Have only one review on it. I don't know.
I'm not sure why. I mean, we have literally at least 10,000 clients right now on that app.
Local Splash.
There's only one.
Local Splash. Allow.
So I just sent you a text message. Were you able to receive it? Maybe you're on the wrong line.
Okay, so
you can also type in that website, httmylocalsplash.com, then you can log in through there. And I even sent you a walkthrough for, it's a YouTube link that'll like walk you through on how to log in and how to use your dashboard and things like that. It'll show you all the different tabs.
Oh, okay, I see. My phone number is the login username. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Sebastian.
Yeah, I'm trying to log in. It says submitting. Okay. Submitting.
Yeah, with the phone number, make sure you don't put in no spaces, no dashes. It's just all numbers.
Yeah, it says submitting, but I don't know what that means.
So, like, you're logging in right now?
Yeah, you need the credit card.
Yeah, just 1 second. I'm working on the profile. I'll take that information right now.
Yeah, I don't know why it's just submitting.
We'll go through that one right now. Yeah, I'll figure that one out for you right now before we take the payment info. But right now I'm scheduling you for your onboarding call. So I have tomorrow available at, let's see, I have 11 a.m. and 12 in the afternoon. Which would you prefer?
Which, what time?
We have 11 a.m. and 12 noon.
12 noon, yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to send this one. It's going to go directly to your calendar. Okay, and that's going to be for the email that I've already kind of been working with. Let me pull it back up. That's the ribelectric@outlook.com.
Yep.
Okay. Now, do me a favor. That text message that I sent you, you should see a link there, right? The very first link that you see, it's going to say HTTPS. And then it'll say, okay, click on that link for me. Yeah, localsplash.com, click on that link for me.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, now is it asking you to log in again?
Yeah, okay, authorizing. Yeah, I got it. I'm in.
Fantastic.
It says go billing, or it says close. Oops, looks like your subscription is not active. What should I do?
Yeah, it's not active yet just because we haven't processed the payment yet, right? So right now, once I process payment, you're going to notice that it's going to go active, right? So I'm ready for the payment information now.
Okay. So the card is Discovery.
Okay.
The number is 6011. 0147-7016-6051. The expiration is 0229. And the three, what else you need? Is it this or?
The three-digit code?
563.
Okay. So we have February 2029 and 563. Okay, let me update this one for you. Now you'll see that information also inside of your dashboard. So if you're ever wanting to update your billing information, change out a card, anything like that, you just click on the billing tab,
You can go in and update it from there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll just bear with me here. So there's some processing now. I did schedule you already for 12 noon tomorrow, so you should already receive that email as well. Now this one's updating. Just give it 1 second. Now, as far as the spelling there in the dashboard on your name, that's all spelled correctly?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, so your profile is just updating, so you just bear with me here. Okay, so now what I'm going to go through with you real quick is going to make sure that we have the proper keywords. Now, you are doing residential and commercial, am I right?
Yes.
Now, are you doing the EV chargers, like home chargers, things, home car chargers, things like that?
Yep.
Okay, panel upgrades?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go through a couple of these services with you real quick. Okay, so we have lighting fixture installation. Install outlets and switches, repair outlets and switches, relocate outlets and switches, replace or upgrade panels, repair panels, install electric car chargers, installation and repairs of fans, installing outdoor lighting, remodeling security systems, restoring power, and installing ground wire.
Correct.
Okay. I'll put these keywords in for you. Now, is there anything that I missed?
Not at this point. I'm thinking emergency services, maybe. I don't know.
No, that's absolutely doable. So we can put that on your Google My Business profile. So when they find you, they'll say 24/7 emergency services when we're promoting through social media. Same thing, we can promote those emergency services, which means at any time of the day or night, if somebody's searching for those suggestions or companies, you're still going to be able to be found at those areas, right? During those times, we know to continue data providing because you're okay to take the phone call at that time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Whereas if you told us, hey, I'm closed at 9 o'clock, you know, every day, you know, I'm closed by 9 p.m. Well, at 10:30, 11, if somebody's searching, we don't want you getting those phone calls, right? So we would kind of suppress those. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll push you for those emergency services there. All righty. Got those keywords. Now we're ready to go ahead and process payments. So this one's about to go through. When this one goes through, you're going to get 3 automatic messages, okay? The one that I'll need you to click on is one that says initial invoice.
Did it go through or no?
It's processing right now. So once it goes through, you're going to notice you're going to automatically get the text message, and then you're going to see your profile go, okay, it just went active. That means your payment went through. Now those automatic messages should be coming through any moment now.
Yep.
And then you let me know when you get that initial. You got it?
Yeah. I got some.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, if you can click on that initial invoice for me.
Which one? I got a couple of them. I don't know which one.
Yeah, the one that you'll want to click on is the one that says initial invoice. Let me see here. It says, I'll read it out to you. So it says, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here, mylocalsplash.com, oh, terms.
Yeah,
so if you can click there. Yeah, so that's going to be your, oh, you see it. You already updated it, right? You put the check marks on the boxes and you sign your name.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're all good to go. So basically I have everything we need for tonight. Now we're going to be back on the phone tomorrow at 12 noon for that onboarding call to complete the processes.
Okay, perfect.
All right, well, congratulations, Sebastian. We're super excited to be helping you out. Now, as far as the website, I am putting it down here that we're going to be purchasing the new domain, and we'll go ahead and switch that on the Google Business Profile, right? I just want to confirm that's okay with you.
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Okay, so we'll get started on that for you, Sebastian, and then enjoy your evening, and we'll talk tomorrow about lunchtime.
Yep, thank you. See you tomorrow.
Absolutely. See you tomorrow. Good.